So we just saw a video of Nora's acting out cycle, in which we also saw Mr. Santini responding to Nora in different ways at different stages of the cycle. There are a couple things to note about this example. One is that the escalation happened very quickly from start to finish. That's the case for Nora. For some students, there's a slower progression where there's a little more time for a teacher to think about how to intervene and maybe de-escalate somewhere along the way before behavior peaks in intensity. So it's just important to know that that pacing is different across students. But for Nora, it happens quickly. And that highlights something else that's pretty important to think about, and that is knowing your students. The better Mr. Santini knows Nora, the better he understands her triggers and understands what her behavior is communicating, the better able he will be to select strategies that can interrupt this cycle of escalation and keep things safer. Building a relationship with a student is very important for lots of reasons. One, again, it helps a teacher learn more about what may trigger behavior that can become dangerous and disruptive. And two, it also builds trust between the student and teacher, such that when Mr. Santini does intervene, it's going to be more likely to have an impact on Nora's behavior because they have that trust, even if she is in a stressful state. Now, we also saw Mr. Santini take some steps to respond to Nora's behavior that weren't particularly successful at interrupting the escalation. First, during the trigger stage, we see Nora looking irritated and kind of rolling her eyes and sighing. And those are really subtle cues. So they're easy for a teacher to miss. Mr. Santini misses those cues that Nora's behavior is starting to escalate. And sometimes it's good for a teacher to overlook minor disruptive behavior, but sometimes it isn't. And so for a student whose behavior can peak in this way, it's important to intervene early at that trigger stage. So we have to know what the trigger is and be looking for it. And to address it, we have to think about what that behavior is serving to do for the student. For Mr. Santini to intervene in a way that's more effective, he would need to think about what the trigger is and how to address the need. For Nora, we saw that the peers questioning had her bored and start to get irritated. So Mr. Santini needs to think about, how do I get her less bored and less irritated? How do I move her out of this context in which she's starting to escalate? Some other general observations are that as Mr. Santini intervenes at each stage of the cycle, he misses the mark because he isn't necessarily matching what he does with the need that Nora's behavior is communicating or with the triggering situation. For Nora, it's this kind of slow pace, waiting on the teacher to help everybody before she can move on to the activity she's ready for, that is the problem. So the strategies Mr. Santini selects to be effective really need to mitigate that issue, not some other issue like telling her she needs to be more polite versus being rude or questioning her about those things. Most importantly, Mr. Santini needs to think about mitigating the situation that led to the escalation in the first place. And so strategies for that can look different as escalation continues, as Nora proceeds through trigger, agitation, acceleration up to peak. And higher intensity strategies may be needed as she approaches peak behavior. And sometimes a student really just needs to escape that situation, especially as she gets closer to peak. It might become more important for Mr. Santini to try something that just eliminates the scenario altogether. And something that Mr. Santini and teachers should consider in a situation like that one is that if you do give a student a break, which is a great idea if that's what they need, then that triggering situation is still out there and it's still going to be a problem when the break is over. So the teacher needs to think about how to change the environments that the student's going to come back to, or in the longer term, teach the students the skills to tolerate situations like that in the future. So some of you may be thinking, why do I need to adjust the environment? Shouldn't students adjust to my expectations as a teacher? And that is such a reasonable question that many of us have. But the fact is, as long as the environment stays the same, we're going to continue to see the same behavioral issues from students who have them. ultimately, we do want students to have the skills to adapt and behave in a way that meets the expectations in any given classroom. And so as we work toward that, we don't ever want to forget that our goal ultimately is for the student to be able to evaluate the situation and match their behavior to it. We need to begin by making the situation tolerable for them so that we can gradually add components that present challenges so that they can learn and practice meeting those challenges, like listening to peers ask a lot of questions while they wait for the activity they're ready to do.